Today, tens of thousands of Jews across the globe, Midalad Kanvos Aretz, are taking opportunity to take their Masechet Erevin off the shelf and start Masechet Erevin in Daf Yomi. Erevin's often known as one of the three hardest Masechet in Shas, Erevin, Nida, Yevamos, Rosh Tevot, Ani. And I've been thinking a little bit over the past few days what the unique message of Erevin is that tells us, that talks to us. What is it about Masechet Erevin that speaks to us so uniquely? What is the facet of such a complicated, intricate, nuanced, and complex Masechet that speaks so beautifully and so loudly to us each and every day? We know that Erevin was a fascinating concept that was designed really by Shlomo Melech to create a sense of a community, to take a series, a community, a street, a town, and to create it into one domain to recognize a certain aspect of Achdus amongst us as we turn our unique individual homes and become a klal. And that enables us to carry on Shabbos, which really helps us in so many ways, whether it's bringing a sitter and talis to shul, whether or not that's pushing a baby carriage or anything of those along those lines. And one of the things I was thinking about a lot over the past few days is if you look in really any of the, you know, great Shilos and Shuvos Farm, any of the really major response over the last 100, 200 years, almost all of the Gedolei HaPoskim have discussed the major questions that have come up within the realm of Erevin. How much has been written about the Brooklyn Erev, the Boston Erev, London and Toronto, currently what's going on in Switzerland with the Switzerland Erev? So many discussions have shifted regarding Erevin that have never happened before. You can't open up any of the Gedolei HaPoskim from the last generation and see anything. You know, they all discuss Erevin some way or another. And one of the things that's so unique is the world we live in has shifted so much. The discussion that comes up in Masechet Erevin is so far removed from the world we live in. We live in a world that's complex with cities and highways and railroads and tunnels that enter cities, cut through cities, go under cities, go over cities. There's a metzias in our world that Chazal never even dreamed could exist. But as with always, we try and take the message, we take the halachot, the discussions from the Gemara, the discussions from the Mishonim, and apply it to our modern lives. So yes, Ravina and Ravashi could never have existed a metzias where Manhattan has as many shilos as it does. They never imagined Yerushalayim would have this many people living in it. Baruch Hashem. But the flip side is we have to take the opportunities to learn the Masechta and to apply it into our daily lives. That's one of the things we do when we open up a sefer. We open up, we engage in the text. We learn the sefer from cover to cover, from page to page. And we appreciate the beauty of every single line. We enjoy, we delve into, we engage in every single shita because that's part of the Avos HaTorah. And one of the things that Masechet Erevin is telling us is that, yes, the world has changed. We are inherently in a different world than they were in the times of Chazal. When Masechet Erevin was written, they couldn't have imagined the world we live in. They say, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish never once saw a pasul mikvah, but he never once saw a kosher Erev. Whether or not he actually said it is, you know, can be debated. But what the Chazon Ish was saying is today with mikvahs, most mikvahs are planned on a computer with an architect. And if you have the money, you could build a mikvah today with every single chumrah in every one of the Rishonim. If you're willing to pay, you could have every chumrah possible for a kosher mahadrin mina mahadrin mina mahadrin mikvah and without any questions. But we live in a world where our cities are so unique, our cities are so complex, that every Erev has a lot of shilas to it. Every Erev has many kashyas, has many discussions of, is that really kosher? Is that not kosher? What's going on? And one of the things that I think stands out most about Masechet Erevin is, how do we relate to the modern world we live in while still holding strong to our core foundational texts? How do we engage in the modern world as Jews in the 21st century, as those who strive and hold on to and value the beauty of Torah, yet want to maximize the world we live in. That's what Masechet Erevin is telling us. It's telling us how we can live in the modern world while holding strong to Divrei Chazal. Rav Yaakov Ariel writes in his Sefer Yarev Sichi that the way every single generation is a chain in the spine. And he explains very, very beautifully. What is it about the spine that is so representative of our Masorah? He said every one of us is another vertebrae in the spinal cord. What's so unique about that is every spine, every vertebrae has the opportunity to bend a little bit right, a little bit to the left, forward and backwards. You have a little bit of leeway within every vertebrae that enables you to bend, to turn, to pick something up, and to jump. But if you go too far, it snaps. If you sever one from the other, then you're paralyzed. You can't walk anymore. And Ariel explains so poetically that that's what our Masorah is. We're attached. We're connected to those before us. And we're transmitting that Masorah to those of the next generation. But in every generation, the world we live in, the world we engage in, has changed a little bit. And we need to bend a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. But that's all within the realm of Masorah. We're bending within the Masorah. We're adapting to the world around us within the Masorah, within the being attached to the spinal column, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and from Avraham Avinu, because that's what we're doing. Part of what Erevin is telling us is we take the Yisodos of Chazal, we take the Yisodos of Halacha, as Shlomo HaMelech himself was mitakim, and we apply it. We're mityashev it. We place it literally on the world we live in. There's many who hold that building an Erev is mamash mitzvah. So a Rav in Brooklyn published a sefer with, I don't recall off the top of my head, 137 tamim, why it's a mitzvah mamish to build an Erev. And many would argue, I don't get it. Why should I ever build an Erev? We have so many complex shilas. It's, you know, to build an Erev that's lechatchila mahadrin for every sheet is almost impossible. Unless it's just around your direct home and you're building a fence, or, you know, a small yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael that has a full fence around it. But part of what we're doing, what makes Erevin so unique, is that it's an opportunity to engage. It's an opportunity to relate to the world around us. As it's built, as it stands, while holding strong to the Masorah we come from. And we should be zoche, just as a כמו שהתחלנו מסכת ערבן, בעזרת השם שנסיים לו. We should finish מסכת ערבן. And as we do so, we should have a stronger appreciation, a stronger love for that which Chazal gave us, and an understanding of how that applies to our lives today. And well, maybe our streets are not, you know, the standard mavoi and chatzer, as, you know, we're discussing in the Masechta. But we should take the Yesodos and the principles that Chazal gave us and apply it to our lives in 2020, in 2021, and beyond. Because that's what we're trying to do as Jews in the 21st century. We're taking, this is what religious Jews have been doing for thousands of years. We're taking that Masorah we've been given from our fathers and grandfathers and taking it and applying it to the world we live in. As we engage in new shilas, we don't avoid them. We step forward wholeheartedly, say, you know what? What are the shilas? Let me discuss it. Let me delve into it. Let's talk to our Rebbeim, our Poskim, our Gedolim. How is that going to apply? And we take one step at a time and we engage in the world. We look at the world around us and say, you know, if we're using in halachic man terms out of Soloveitchik, we look at the world and say, how can I build an Erev here? Is this a Telemet Laket? Is this not a Telemet Laket? How is Dalet Amos, Yud Amos, etc. We have to engage in the world. Look at the trees. How could I build an Erev around them? What do I need to do? What don't I need to do? We engage in the world around us. And as we walk into the world of Erevim, we should be zoche to see the Erev. We should be zoche to appreciate the ingenuity and the genius behind this wonderful and really life-changing, you know, halachic patent by Shlomo HaMelech And we should be zocher b'ezrat Hashem, just as we start in Sachar Yerevan today, to finish it in, 107 days from now. B'ezrat Hashem, we'll discuss the introduction to Masechet Pesachim.